Jeanette, how long have you lived in Harbison for?
We moved in Harbison in 1960, October 1960. So our daughter was 13 months old. That's how I remember. And this is what the stream looked like. It was completely out of control. And we did not have DENREC at that time. It was the State Board of Health. I had them down here several times complaining. And I continued to complain when the other chicken plants came into the area. So been around a long time. And I do have other articles that were in the paper. I have one here that says Harbison Fighting Stinky Town Image. And that was by a Dennis Forney. And we have an organization. And it's called the Harbison Improvement Association. And while all this pollution was going on, we were pretty well organized. We had dinners and we had yard sales in order to obtain a lawyer. They wanted to put a rendering plant up in Harbison. And so we were opposed to it, and the zoning was approved, but they never went through with it. So we were thankful for that.
How close do you live to Beaver Dam Creek? You're pointing at your backyard. It's right in your backyard.
Yeah, it's in the side yard. Our property line is the middle of the stream or the creek. We are a property owner, and that was another thing I couldn't quite understand. And I still don't really like the idea that we own it, but people can abuse it. And if we did that to our neighbor's yard, I think we'd be arrested.
What was the quality of the water getting discharged into the creek back then?
All right. When we moved here in 1960, the stream was blocked with debris and was really not a stream because it was going everywhere but where it should have been going. So we would see different, the water quality was bad, discolored. We would see chicken parts. We put a board across the culvert that runs under Route 5. And as you can see by the picture, there were all kinds of junk in there. I called the State Board of Health. They came down. There was no DENREC at that time. And they more or less insinuated, well, they told me that it wasn't due to the chicken plant because it was wild dogs that did this. Well, I did not believe it. I mean, it's very evident that wild dogs did not do this. First of all, they don't have, you know, they'd eat the whole thing. They wouldn't leave just what I'm showing you here today, which is just leftover waste from chickens. So that's what we saw. That was 1976. That was before Cargill took over. And so since then, Cargill was an abuser also. Allens were more good neighbors. I'm sure there was things coming down the stream. We would get odors, but as far as the water has been pretty clean after Cargill left. So I really haven't had to contact DENREC like I used to. What I saw back in the 60s and the 70s was horrible.
So seeing these chicken parts wrapped around, it looks like, a piece of wood kind of in front of a small little tunnel. I mean, what was your reaction at the time? Do you remember sort of what went through your mind?
Well, we would see it. We would see parts, and so my husband and I decided we would put a board in front of the culvert that runs under 5. This eventually would have gone into the Broadkill River, and so I just thought, we'll just do it and see what we catch, and this is what we caught. We did not touch these. This is where the water was higher than the board, and the board just happened to catch it. But the water would be higher than what this picture shows. This is mud right here. So that's it.
And were you grossed out at all looking at that in person years and years ago?
Yeah, I was. I was also mad that the state would allow something at that time and then to tell me that it was wild dogs. I mean, you know, I'm not that naive.
And, I mean, when you were making phone calls to Denrek, it was a different company, not Allen Harim, that was discharging.
That's correct. I have not called, I don't think, for Allen Harim. One of the big things that people were complaining about is the noise at the plant. That doesn't bother me as much as the pollution of the water. I mean, it can't be helped. It could be helped if they moved it to a different, their cooling stations for the chickens or whatever you want to call it, if they moved it to a different location. But I don't get so upset with it as I do the pollution of the water. And when I see what they, you know, what has been there and how they have cleaned it up, you know, right now I don't have any reason to complain.
And so why get a hold of all these newspaper articles and why save them, you know, about the contamination, the stench, why save all these?
The reason I save them is because we own half of the stream. We have an organization now that has been, I'm going to say, opposing, not fighting, you know, the chicken plant over the years with numerous things, not just the stream, you know, with the traffic and the noise and everything. But because this is on our property, I have saved everything. So that's the reason. Because we at one time, we did go to court. The chicken plant wanted at that point, wanted a rendering plant up there. And as you can see by these pictures, we did not want it. I'm glad that I saved everything because it just shows, you know, what we went through for years and years and years. And it was actually terrible. When we went to get our mortgage on this house, so this was before 1960, this was in 1959, I went to the president of a local bank and I told him we wanted to borrow money to buy this house. And he said to me, Jeanette, you don't want to buy that house because of the chicken plant. But guess what? We bought the house. Never been sorry, never been sorry. So that's the reason.
So, you know, Delaware's Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control issued Allen Harim a notice of violation in November 2016 for, you know, the quality of the wastewater it was discharging into Beaver Dam Creek because they had, you know, exceedances in ammonia and phosphorus, and they're partnering with Artesian to pipe their wastewater up to a facility north of Milton. It'll be stored there and then sprayed onto several fields in the town. It gets Allen Harim out of Harbison Creek. What do you think of the plan?
I think it's a great plan. Then I won't have to call Denrek all the time or write letters or attend meetings. But I think it's the best thing for the creek, really, because that is such a small one. I think it's a great plan because for the amount of chickens that they're processing now and the water that is used, there's no way this creek would be able to stand all that water. It would flood our yard.
So, I mean, do you think essentially that the quality of this creek will be able to be preserved?
Probably the creek is going to dry up. I'm not sure, unless we have heavy rains or something like that, because it's a natural stream. When we first moved up here and when my husband and his friends started cleaning this stream, which my husband has cleaned it up until just a few years ago by himself in our area since we own half of it. And the sand is just as light as it can be. It's beautiful. It's almost white sand that is under the surface of the muck and all the debris that gets in the creek.